AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. Paul Niefer, Farm CPA, is always updating us on what's going on in the world of finance and business management, and he was at it again this week. Paul, it's good to talk with you again, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing very good.
Good. You got some weather coming your way yet?
We had 30 inches of snow between Wednesday night of last week and Friday morning, but now it's down to about 6 inches of crusted snow. So it's, I think by the end of today, it'll be gone.
Wow. It happens in a hurry out your way, doesn't it?
It does. And then it disappears almost as quick.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Okay. The Trump tax breaks.
Yeah.
There's a phase out, a sunset on some of these tax breaks. When and how might farmers feel the changes?
Yeah, so most of the tax cuts will expire after the end of 25. So we still have the tax cuts for 24 and 25. Now, there is one quirky thing called the excess business loss. It actually doesn't expire until after 2028, but everything else pretty much expires after 2025. Now, the farmers that really are going to feel the pain are the ones that really have been able to take advantage of what's called the Section 199 Cap A deduction. That's that 20%. So the farmer, let's say the net farm income was $100,000, they would get an extra $20,000 deduction. That expires at the end of next year. The lower tax rate. So right now, the old rate was, let's say, 15%. The current rate's 12%. The old might have been 28. It's now 25 or 22. Those all expire after the end of next year. And then for the farmers facing an estate tax bill, you know, right now you can be a married couple can be worth about almost $27 million and not owe any federal estate tax. That will drop in half at the end of next year. Now, Congress may get their act together, and you know, we don't want to laugh too hard about that statement, but you know, they may get their act together and extend some of these. You know, even President Biden and the Democrats on the for income under $400,000 would like to extend those, but how are they going to pay for it? I mean, we got a federal deficit just with interest rates alone is increasing the deficit by at least $500 billion to a trillion each year. So, you know, they keep kicking the can down the road. I don't know how much farther they can kick it down the road.
Yeah. I was going to ask if there's anything in the Biden budget proposals that address any of these issues.
They would like to extend the child tax credit that was in effect in 21, you know, that $3,000 for kids and then $3,600. But again, that's like $150 billion cost each year, maybe $200 billion. They talked about, you know, going back to the 39.6% top rate this year versus 2026. There was a bunch of other draconian, you know, they want to make capital gains taxes at the full 44.6% once you go over $1 million. And most farmers are saying, well, I'm not going to have $1 million of income. Well, the problem is if you do a 1031 exchange, and we know what's happened to land values here, Chip, in the last 10 years, they might have a $3 million gain on selling some land that they're rolling over into other land, you know, historically. Yeah. That's always been tax deferred. Well, now if they're married, they can only defer $1 million of that. So they might have 2 million of that. And that would be taxed either at 39.6% or 44.6%. So, okay. And then also most farmers have set up their organizations either as an S corporation or maybe a manager managed LLC. to get out of paying self-employment tax? Well, if your income's above that $400,000 level, not taxable income, but sort of gross, adjusted gross income, you're going to get hit with a 5% net investment income tax or self-employment tax. So there's quite a few things here that are not very nice.
Absolutely. On the capital gains taxes, there's been some talk about taxing unrealized gains.
Yep.
Is that still in the conversation?
That's still in the conversation. And I think the reality for the farmers out there that we need to understand is if the progressives, and I'm going to use the word progressives, get in control of the White House, the House, and the Senate, we will see those type of taxes, you know, the unrealized capital gains on unrealized gains and so on. That's all going to happen. Now, conversely, they also want to protect the American farmers, so they are willing to bump up the amount of land that you can defer under an estate from the current 1.3 million up to 14 million. So there's, you know, they are cognizant that the American farmer needs some help, but who knows how much help that's going to be.
Yep. Okay. Just got a text from a listener with two young teens in the house, wants to know what's going to happen with that child tax credit.
That's going to be a battle. You know, right now you get the $2,000 credit. And what we have to understand is even without the $3,000 or the $3,600 credit, the $2,000 credit also disappears at the end of next year. So we get it this year and next year, and it drops back to a $1,000 credit. So for a lot of farmers, especially young farmers with young kids that have been counting on that $2,000 credit, they may not get as much value from that credit. And that's also why, the Democrats accused the Republicans that the Trump's tax cuts were only for the rich. Well, on a percentage basis, the tax cuts actually helped the lower income people to some degree more than the middle class. Now, the upper income maybe did okay, but certainly the lower income taxpayers benefited very well from the increase in the child tax credit.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else that we're missing there? The depreciation schedule, anything like that?
Well, we know that there's a bill floating in that the House passed. It's over at the Senate. The Senate, I call it dithering. They're not really concerned about it. They want to make bonus depreciation 100% retroactive to the beginning of 23 through 25, but then it would drop all the way to zero in 2026. And what that bonus depreciation is basically all assets that a farmer purchased, equipment, buildings, hog barns, dairy parlors, et cetera.
Yeah.
Currently, they can deduct 100% of that. This year in 23 was 80, and 24 it's 60, then 40, 20, and then zero in 2027. So that's something that, you know, I don't know if that act's actually going to get through the Senate. The Senate Republicans, I think, as long as they feel confident they're going to pick up a couple seats this fall, I don't think they're really going to push that through. They'd rather pick up the seats, maybe hold the House, and then make some other changes next year and get the benefit when they're in control.
Okay. Okay. We got enough time to do this. Let's go ahead and make the jump. We had Mitchell Hora on yesterday.
Yep.
Continuum Ag. You've talked with Mitchell a couple of times on your podcast.
I have.
And we were talking about the CI score and sharing of the 45Z tax credits for SAF production. It all makes sense to me, okay? But what I don't know, and I don't have a high level of certainty on, is if the 45Z credits will ever become reality.
Well, they don't start till next year. So we know this year we're under the old, there's so many numbers now, but under the old credit, which is right, a little bit less. You know, the 45Z is only for 2025, 26, and 27. You know, we still don't know what the GREET score is. You know, it stands for the greenhouse emission. It's the greenhouse gases, regulated emission, and energy use and technology model. Whoever comes up with these acronyms drive me crazy. But we still don't know how the IRS, in conjunction with the EPA, is going to change the GREET model to allow ethanol to qualify for SAF. I'm sort of with you, Chip. In order to get the CI score down where it's really material benefit to the ethanol plant, they actually need the pipeline, you know, the carbon pipeline. Now, there are some ethanol plants that have direct capture, you know, at the plant. They're the ones that maybe really would benefit from that, but those are few and far in between. I personally, and this is my personal opinion, I think eventually Congress is going to mandate that we're going to have SAF for airlines. And at that point, the American farmer will actually get the benefit of SAF. But until then, I don't think the 45Z, I think it's going to help potentially. But, you know, in order to really get that maximum benefit, you have to have a pipeline. Well, Chip, we know a pipeline is not going to show up until after 2027.
Right. Right. Yeah, this is all we've got to understand what is the potential in the future so that we can prepare for that. But boy, oh boy, a lot of work needs to be done on this one. Paul, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Chip. Bye.
You bet. Paul Nefer, Farm CPA. Make sure that you check out his blogs at agweb.com. Farmer Forum next.